Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. I'm Doug Fain. On today's program, we'll be talking to Pastor Reginald Davis of the Macedonia Baptist Church, which celebrates its 150th year anniversary in Keene this year. We'll be right back with Pastor Davis after this word from our sponsor, the Farmers Bank of Jessamine County.
Beginnings are important, especially when it comes to building a future. From start to finish, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County will be with you every step of the way. Whether it's a house, a car, a college fund, or saving for retirement, it all starts here. Stop by any of our four convenient Jessamine County locations today or visit us on the web at myfarmersbank.net. Banking with friends and neighbors, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. Glad to have you on this Saturday morning as we continue to learn a little bit more about where we live, the people, places, and things of Jessamine County. Today we're going to go to Keene, Kentucky. Some of you know it well, and down there is a church that we want to talk about. One of the oldest churches in our county, probably one of the top five oldest churches, I would imagine. It's called Macedonia, and we have with us today, it's Pastor Reginald Davis. Good morning.
Good morning, Doug. How are you today?
I'm good, and I'm so glad that you came in. We're going to talk a little bit about this church because it has been around for quite a while. You told me you're celebrating this year an anniversary, right?
That's correct, Doug. We have the pleasure to celebrate this year our 150th church anniversary.
150 years. Now, if you do your math real quick, folks, that gets you back to 1867, but you told me it kind of was in 1866 when that happened, right?
That's correct. We actually have the records from 1866 where there was a meeting at the Mount Pleasant Baptist Church and a group of African Americans went to Mount Pleasant and said, hey, we want to start our own church down in Keene. Yeah. And so in December, they gave them permission, and a group went down with them and started a church. And we also have the records from 1867 of February saying, hey, they're started, let them go, disband the committee. Yeah. And so the church was started, and we're still there today.
Now, folks, sometimes you have to think in terms of events to realize how long we're talking about. This church was started just about a year after the Civil War was over. So the country had gone through that. And so at that time, make sure I can understand correctly, this community of people were going to Mount Pleasant with the Caucasian people, too. So they were kind of all mixed together, and they decided they wanted a church on their own. But they had to get, I guess, some kind of permission to break away?
That's right. Baptist polity, Baptist tradition says that for a church to be established, another church really should start it. And so they wanted to start their own church about 2 miles down the road.
Yeah.
And they went to the body there at Mount Pleasant, and then Mount Pleasant said yes. And we're still developing a wonderful, and still have a wonderful relationship with the Mount Pleasant church there.
You know, we did a show about Mount Pleasant not long ago, and Pastor Hall was telling us, I think, you all even do a deal where you switch Sundays every once in a while, right?
Yes, yes. With Wednesdays and do Sundays.
I have been in your church one time, I must admit. A couple years ago, I emceed a veterans ceremony.
Absolutely.
That took place down there. The place was packed. Wow, it was full. But for those that may not know Keene really well, when you come across 169 from Harrodsburg Road and you get to Keene, you either got to go left, right, or forward, one of the three. So take them from that point how to get to your church.
When you come across 169, and there at the Welcome to Keene sign, if you're coming from Nicholasville, if you will turn left, turn left, and about not even a quarter of a mile down the road, you'll see the sign that says Macedonia Baptist Church on your right-hand side. It's on Cushingberry Lane. Mm-hmm. Make that right turn on Cushingberry, and the church is just up the street right there.
Right there.
Right there.
Isn't there, maybe I'm mixed up, but isn't there across the street on that road some kind of a room for events and meetings and things? Is that close to you guys?
The lodge in Keene is right down on 169.
Okay.
That's down there.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking about.
Used to be an old schoolhouse. African-American kids were educated in that place, but that has since been torn down, and it's right down in that same area.
Okay. Well, let's go back. 1866, the church is forming and they set up. Is that where you are now, the original site?
Well, the church we currently worship in was built in 1874.
Mm-hmm.
The history of the church says that it was in a one-room log schoolhouse that we started to worship.
Oh, yeah.
Now, where that is now, we're not sure.
Yeah.
But the building we're in today was built in 1874 by Walker, Mr. Nathaniel Walker, who was a former pastor. Name still on the building and still in the same place.
Do you know a approximately how many people would have started Macedonia? Do you know how big
Absolutely.
That crowd was?
I don't know the, well, let me say, put it this way. I know the names of the people who actually started the Macedonia. We have them in our history. They're Benjamin and Patsy Woods, Jacob and Hannah Smith, Joe Taylor, Nathaniel Stovall, and Henry Caldwell were the first members of the church.
Mm-hmm.
We've had, there was a first pastor was Peter Johnson, and there were deacons, seven of them, and trustees. We have mm-hmm. all those names, a gentleman by the name of Marion Taylor, who's still alive, living in Keene, and Dr. L.A. Newby, who pastored in Frankfort, Kentucky, mm-hmm. just down from the Capitol building,
mm-hmm.
Corinthian, First Corinthian Baptist Church. They got together years ago and pulled the history of our church together. So we're blessed to have all of that information and all of those names.
Yeah, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Because there's so many of those churches, as we were talking in, before the program, there's so many of these churches this size, which unfortunately are dwindling away. And a lot of times this history gets lost. And I wish we had a TV screen to show. You've got a nice little brochure here that shows all this history. Okay, so those people started. Let's just kind of walk through, maybe pull out some significant events that you think that should be mentioned there as we get a little bit closer to now.
Wow, let's see here. First pastor, Peter Johnson. Back in the day, a long, long time ago, like I said, N. Walker, who built the actual church that's still there from 1874, mm-hmm. who has children that worship in Nicholasville at First Baptist Church, Nicholasville.
Right behind us.
Yes.
Yeah, where we're sitting now.
Yes, absolutely. J.C. Toll was a minister mm-hmm. Coming out of Macedonia. We just put his headstone in the cemetery there at Keene.
Yeah.
He was in the Civil War. Also up at Camp Nelson and other places, and he started a little church down the road called Cedar Top.
I've heard of that.
Cedar Top in Wilmore.
He is it still
that.
Going?
Cedar Top is still there.
Yeah.
Anthony Gibbons is still there. They are still going strong.
Wow.
And so that came out of Macedonia Baptist Church. Cushingberry, the street Cushingberry Lane, pastored Macedonia Baptist Church.
Oh, so that was a person.
Absolutely.
Okay.
That was former pastor of Macedonia Baptist Church. He pastored there. Let's see what else. It's so much. The history of Macedonia is so rich that it's hard to kind of pull out what you want to tell people because it's been around so long and given so much.
Yeah.
Because the community was thriving. A small community. It really started as a small African-American community, and it built it. The church was the center of that community.
Sure.
And now, even though that not many of the people that were there still live there, the church is still thriving.
Mm-hmm.
I can walk in on Sunday morning and have a Marion and Edwina Taylor. I can have a Lisa Taylor. I can have a Savannah Taylor, which is really four generations of one family sitting in a room worshiping together.
Mm-hmm.
And not just them, but there are so many others
mm-hmm.
of Blackfords and of many different names that have been in this community
right.
for years
right.
and are still at that place still worshiping together as a family.
Some of you that listen would recognize the Taylor name. Bowie Taylor is kin to that bunch.
Yeah.
Ursel, his sister, and nice people.
Yes.
And then Blackford. Well, heck, we had a gentleman, Blackford, that worked for the county
mm-hmm.
Road department for many, many years.
Talking about Roosevelt.
Roosevelt.
Yeah. He's a trustee. At
is he really?
Yes, he is. Yes,
yeah.
He is. Good trustee.
Yeah.
Yes.
He
yes.
worked for the county government for a long time until he retired. But when you think about it, back then, guys, you got to think about Keene here. Keene was more than just a little community. Back in the day, way back in the day, you know, right down the street, you had the Keene Springs Hotel. And folks, that was known not only in our county, that was known around the eastern part of the United States anyway, because there were springs down there, actual water springs that had sulfur, I think, and supposedly it was a medicinal thing that they sold. And so people came here from everywhere to go and try to be healed in those springs. This was a rockin' place, Keene, Kentucky was.
Absolutely. And the interesting thing about it is we joke with our members now. I can look at the crowd and say, you're from Keene. What do you mean, Pastor? I can look at you and tell. What do you mean? There was something about the sulfur water in Keene
mm-hmm.
that they don't look their age. My membership doesn't look their age. I need to stay here a while. I've got members who
maybe
are
I
80.
Need to come get some.
I got members who are 80 and 90 years old.
Really?
Who are walking two-plus miles a day. If you walked in a room, you think he may be 60. No, he's 85, 87.
What about that?
And they're wonderful people, and they love their church and love the history, but they drank that sulfur water.
Yeah.
The Gateses and all of those people, they drank that sulfur water, and it preserved them, and they still look. And
wow.
We laugh about the pumps that are there in Keene, but how they had to carry the water up and down the hill. Mm-hmm. And I said, you ought to be thankful for that water, man. Rev, you don't even know, because it does well for them, and it had healing. It did for them. Mm-hmm. It preserved mm-hmm. them. And even people came, the history says, from miles around, just as mm-hmm. you said, Doug, to drink the water, go to the hotel and do those things and have a wonderful time in Keene. And our basket meeting in September is, it's our church anniversary. And it is like people come from everywhere. And I have met many people that say, oh, you're at Keene? You from Keene? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I passed. Oh, yeah, I've been to Keene. Mm-hmm. I know Keene. So, yeah, we have a wonderful time there in that hotel in the Springs. Absolutely.
Yeah. And that building, by the way, folks, still stands. If you go to that stop sign he's talking about, turn right. It's right there on your left. You can't miss that one. Across from where the old store used to be, and I guess there may be one now. But I remember, of course, back when I was growing up, that was Wilson's store.
Mm, yes.
And it also, is there still a post office there?
Yes, there is. Still working.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was thinking, Miss Buffett, I believe, mm-hmm. was the person that ran that. And, of course, then right down on the road is Mount Pleasant from where you all came. What kind of congregation do you have now, Pastor? Are you mainly just Jessam County? You have people come from everywhere.
Doug, I have people that come from Versailles, Frankfort, Lexington, Nicholasville, Keene, all around.
Wow.
And for me, as a young pastor, it's a blessing. I've only been mm-hmm. pastoring 5 years, but it's a blessing that the church that's there in a little community that many people think has fallen off.
Yeah.
Still, I had nearly 200 people in worship this Sunday.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
For a small church,
church. Absolutely, yes.
Well, since you mentioned 5 years, I wanted to ask you next. Tell us a little bit about you. How did you get into the ministry? What do you do? Where did you come from?
Wow.
And how did you find Keene?
Keene found me.
Oh, good. Okay.
I am originally from Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah?
Born and raised in Memphis, Tennessee. Came to Kentucky to go to Kentucky State University.
Okay.
Came on a music scholarship. Stayed at Kentucky State. Finished my bachelor's degree. Mm-hmm. Then worked in student affairs, loved it. I went to Bowling Green State University for mm-hmm. a master's in higher education after I finished my first degree. Mm-hmm. Came back, worked at a church in Lexington called First Baptist Church, Bracktown. Was their assistant pastor there. Mm-hmm. Met a little lady from Keene named Lucille. She used to go to Noonday Bible Study. Pastor Jones resigned. She said, pray for my church. Our pastor's resigned. Pastor Jones' health wasn't doing well at all.
He had been there a long time.
31, he nearly passed almost 32 years.
Yeah,
32, 33 years. And so he'd gotten sick. He resigned. Pray for my church. I said, I will do that. Next thing I know, July 9th of 2012, they're calling me as pastor of Macedonia Baptist Church. I was like, wow. And so I've been there now. This year will be my fifth year. We're in our fifth year this year, celebrating with them and loving every minute of it. You know, good days and bad days, we thank God for it.
Had you been in the church before that? Did you know about the church and the congregation?
I had the pleasure of coming to Keene with my church, Bracktown, mm-hmm. For their church anniversary 1 year. Mm-hmm. And so I'd been there for that, had been there for funerals and things of that mm-hmm. nature. So I had been there, kind of knew of it in passing, but didn't know of the rich history and wonderful people really there. Had met some of them along the way, what had happened. I had been serving at my church, and churches in the area are really related to one another, mm-hmm. paths crossed and things of that nature, and had gone to even some of their parents' funerals and ministered to some of their families, and mm-hmm. some of them knew me mm-hmm. from being in other places. Like one lady, my first Sunday, she said to me, "You don't know me." I said, "Not yet, no ma'am." And she said, "But you were at my father's funeral." I was. "Who's your father?" And she began to tell me who her mm-hmm. father was, and mm-hmm. I said, "Yes, I was." Mm-hmm. And she said, "I really appreciate you coming all the way from Lexington to mm-hmm. Cleveland, I believe it was, to my dad's funeral." Mm-hmm. So we had met, and paths had crossed, and I'm now there 5 years later.
What about that? Yeah. So it didn't take a long time for you to figure out this is where I need to be.
Oh, no, not at all, not at all, not at all, not at all. I preached there on Father's Day in 2012. And my wife and I, after church, came out of church and sitting in the front seat of the car. She looked at me. I looked at her. And I said, "Yeah, I already know." And she said, "Yeah." I said, "Okay." And came back the next Sunday.
This is it.
Had a wonderful time again and the rest. And that was, and not even a month later, they called and said, "Hey, will you accept the call as our pastor?" I said, "Yeah, absolutely."
Well, speaking of, and you know, pastors have to have good support at home. You mentioned your wife. Where is she from? Memphis, or how'd you meet her?
My wife is from Louisville, Kentucky.
Oh, yeah.
And we met at Kentucky State University.
Okay.
I went there when I came back. We were there students together, friends. When I came back together, she saw I was such a great catch. She put a hook in me and never let me go.
And kids?
Yeah. One. We have one daughter, Alana. Yeah. She's a student at Wilmer Elementary.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Small child then.
Yes. Yeah. She's in third grade.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, it's a great place down there. You know, it's amazing to me, and we discussed this with Mount Pleasant too. In days that we have now, with the variety of places to worship, and all denominations and all sizes and all that, the country church, and that's what it is, the country church is one of those things that if it's still going, it's going by the just skin of its teeth, unfortunately. But it's amazing that Macedonia, to continue 150 years and to have 200 people in those seats, they're doing something right. And it takes the village. Now, that's the cool thing about it. You know, the pastor has to be good and you have to depend on him. But if you don't have the village to go with you, you can't do it by yourself. Sounds to me like you got a heck of a village down there.
Man, I tell this year for our church anniversary, we chose to do what we named our Masterpiece Award Ceremony, which is in July. And what God has led me to do is to call out some of those people who are supporting the church. We cannot do what we're called to do in today's society without supporting people and that village you spoke of.
Sure.
There are some people, Brother Thomas Gates, who is a gifted, awesome musician, plays the piano with any of the rest of them. Mm-hmm. Hallie Gates Miller, Gwen Mitchell, and there are so many of them. The Taylors I've mentioned already. Miss Lucille Brown I've mentioned already. The Blackford family, the Blackford is, I call them the clan, because there's so many of them that just, but they're all wonderful. And you can't do the work of the kingdom of God by yourself.
Yeah.
And so we're this year, we wanted to recognize some of those people who stopped to help us do the work. Paula Harden, Otis Harden. Otis is one of our trustees who literally comes after work and lays new floor and puts down, bolts pews down while it's morning. So you can't do what we're called to do by ourselves. And we
That's
have
right.
a wonderful village. And my wife works with the kids, John Reed, working with our kids. So it takes everyone, every hand on the plow to do the work of the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
Whether you're a Christian or not, investing in our children for us is really important, because we teach character building skills and things of that nature. So that's important for me to have a wonderful team. And I've been blessed.
Do you have a lot of children? A lot. Well, and I say children under 18. Do you have a pretty good number? Or
we did our this Sunday. Like I said, we had about right at some under 200 people in worship this Sunday. And it was our children's day. We only had 16 in the choir stand, but I had about 30, 35 in the church.
Yeah.
So we have a good number
and
getting parents again to, like, parents plug into soccer and basketball and volleyball and baseball and all those things. Get them also to realize that plugging into their character development, their spiritual development is just as important. Education, and I believe, I tell my church all the time, only two things someone can't take away from you, your education. Once you get it, you've got it.
You got it.
And for me, your salvation. Once you get it, being a Christian preacher, you got it. So we focus on those things, and it's critical for us, and again, our young parents, because we're dealing with a younger parent now, to understand the importance of those things.
Do you work outside the church?
I do not, currently.
Okay,
I do
so
not,
this
not.
Is your full-time
this
job?
I do Macedonia.
Yeah, this is Macedonia is it. And you're very lucky in that in being able to do that, as
Absolutely.
You know,
Absolutely.
Because there's a lot of ministers that they can't just depend on that church. They have to go do, and it's hard to be able, it's hard enough, I would think, to pastor alone, but to do other jobs too.
I am really the only full-time staff person at the church.
Yeah.
And so I'm called to do a lot of things. I have friends that pastor churches smaller than mine. One friend pastors a church that's 12 members, and he has another full-time 12 on a regular Sunday. He has another full-time job, and I have friends that pastor churches that have thousands of members. Pastoring is difficult, but when you're only one at a church and trying to serve, you're like, wow, how do you do it all? I become the Christian education person, become sometimes a cook, sometimes a janitor. If I need to, got to drive the bus, you drive the bus.
Sure, sure.
Just do what you have to do to make it work.
And you mentioned cook. I would say that meals are probably pretty good down there, aren't they?
Man.
No one, some of the names that you have mentioned that I recognize, I'd say you all eat pretty good on that.
We do what we can on that side. We have a pretty good time. That's one of the things. Hey, church has been a place of hospitality since the beginning of the church.
Exactly.
So when it's time to sit down, it's time to sit down, and we have a good time.
Yeah, well, it's community. And, a lot of people have said, and it's been said, whether it's in a church or whether it's not in a church, you really can get to know people when you sit down and eat with them.
That's absolutely right.
And breaking that bread is so important.
We had our friends from Mount Pleasant come down. It was November 30th of 2016. And they came down. So we're going to do a light reception for them. And I will not forget Pastor Hall's wife. She came to the door of the kitchen and she said, Oh my God, that turkey salad, who was it? And we have a wonderful time, a wonderful fellowship with them.
Yes.
And we share the table because, hey, one of the most segregated hours in the nation is 11 o'clock on Sundays. If we can get together as a people and begin to see that we really are more alike than we are different, this world, this nation, will be a better place for all of us.
Yeah,
so we're trying
right.
to work on that with our friends up in Macedonia.
And you got some good friends down there in Mount Pleasant.
Yeah.
Good people down there.
Yes.
Been around a long time,
yes,
too. And
folks.
It's amazing because a lot of the names that you mentioned at Macedonia, you can mention names at Mount Pleasant that have been friends for years and years and go back way back.
Yes.
But that's great that you all can work together down there and take care of it. Any big plans coming up other than your anniversary? And when is your anniversary?
The church anniversary is always the second Sunday in September. That's called basket meeting, we call it. A basket meeting, and the history is that people at one time would bring their baskets and enough to share. And after worship service, we'd sit around on the grounds and feed and have a good old time of fellowship. Basket meeting is the second Sunday in September. But we've been celebrating since November.
Mm-hmm.
Had our first service with Mount Pleasant in commemoration of the anniversary in November. Friends and Family Day was in February. Everything this year is leading up to our 150th anniversary celebration, which again is the second Sunday in September. We do a thing called Pastor's Anniversary. It's the third Sunday in July, where Church from Memphis will be coming down and fellowshipping with us also.
Mm,
so
cool.
We're in constant celebration mode. Did a lot of work on the church. There's painting, laying carpet, laying floors, resurfacing walls. Still got a project going on. Matter of fact, I got drywall on my pants right now from where I just left the church. So we're still in a mode to always be better, always do better, but still celebrating what God has done in Keene for 150 years.
How many pastors have you had in the 150? Do you know?
I am number 15.
Really? And you think about it. And folks, here's the thing with smaller churches, especially, to have an average of 10 years per person is pretty high.
Yeah.
I know there's some churches, and because of the fact that we have Asbury Seminary in our county, there's a lot of churches around this area that pull from those people. So they may only be there for a year or so. So they have had a lot of pastors, but 15 and 150 is pretty daggone good.
15, and that gentleman that served before me, Pastor T.L. Jones, he pastored, like I said earlier, right around 32, 33 years before he left us. So sometimes Walter Taylor pastored a while. He went on to Lexington to pastor Greater Liberty. Pastor McBride, there are many Howard McBride, and there are many others that were in the list of those people that pastored before I did. So I come from good stock.
Got some big shoes to fill, don't you?
I can't fill them. He can.
I understand. Right. You're just a messenger.
We got the same job.
That's right.
Got the same story.
That's exactly right. And, you're talking about Mount Pleasant. Everybody, you have the same and you want the same end result as they do. And that's what you all are going for. And I know that Macedonia, I think, the best I can remember, used to even broadcast, I think, back on old NVL.
That is correct.
When I was there years ago. In fact, we were talking about this one day. I think I'm the only person around that's still around from that old radio station. So you guys have outlasted NVL a lot better.
We're still here.
But I think you all did. I think all had a radio show.
The church did. Back under the leadership of Pastor T.L. Jones, church did, Pat, and was on the radio, and that is absolutely right. And we've also been on KET, on WNVL in Nicholasville.
Yeah.
And KET around about 78, around those times.
Oh, yeah?
After there. Yeah, been a while.
It's It's really nice. Well, I tell you what, I just am so glad that you came in and shared this. I know that, in discussions with you before the program that you all are very interested in preserving your history. And that's exactly what we want to try to do, even though we haven't hit everything that's happened in 150 years. But we want to at least recognize the fact that the group of people 150 years ago had a need, and they filled the need, and people throughout all these years have continued that need and are still continuing it. If somebody today are listening to us, Pastor, and wants to come visit you guys, what is your service times?
Our services start, the Sunday morning service starts at 11:15 on Sunday mornings. We also do a Wednesday night Bible study, which starts at 7 with a time of prayer. Every week.
Okay.
Every week.
And is there an easy way to contact the church if they need information?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The church number is 859-885-6748.
Okay.
Our address, mailing address, is Post Office Box 1.
One.
Post Office
In
Box
Keene,
1.
Kentucky.
In Keene, Kentucky, 40339. Your box 1.
I have Has it always been there?
I don't know. When I got there, I said, that's cool. I said, thanks, God. That's about
P.O. Box 1. That is it.
Keene, Kentucky,
that's
40339.
Great. Well, I sure do appreciate you coming in. I told you time would go quick, and it does. And we wish the best to all of your members down there and to you, and hope that your service is as long as you want it to be and as long as he needs you to be. Continued success to all the members of Macedonia, because it's an integral part of our community, folks, and our county, and has served people very well, not only people that live in Keene, but people from all over central Kentucky. So, congratulations on your 150th anniversary.
Thank you, Doug. Thank you so much. Thank you for having us here. Enjoyed it.
My thanks to Pastor Davis for coming in and sharing the history of the Macedonia Church in Keene. And I appreciate you coming in also. We'll do it again next Saturday morning at 11 o'clock. All Things Jessamine, a special Memorial Day program. And don't forget, I have a regular show here every weekday morning from 6 until 8 on Jess FM 105.9.
In 1934, a brand new house cost about $6,000. The cost of a gallon of gas was 10 cents. And in 1934, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County opened their doors at 200 North Main Street in Nicholasville. And they've been there ever since. The times may have changed, but Farmers Bank is still here. Still proud to be the only locally owned and locally operated bank in Jessamine County. Banking with friends and neighbors. Farmers Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC.